Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jasmine. How may I help you?
Jasmine, what company do you work for? I see I have a credit card withdrawal on my credit card from you folks, and I don't know what I would have ordered from you.
We're a third-party call center that services different products and different companies. I can start by getting your zip code.
Okay,
so see if you have an account with us.
05459. I ordered some powdered collagen, and I see where that was, you know, and that's the amount that I had agreed on for the 3 bags of collagen. But then there is 3 other charges that are on here that I don't know what they're for.
Okay, so what's your name?
Faith Lavely.
Yes, ma'am. I do see an account for you. Can you verify your address for security purposes?
4013 Vermont Route 78, Highgate Center, Vermont.
Yes, ma'am. So I see that you, I see you enter in a chance to win a vacuum, iPad, or iPhone, enrolling you for the meal planning app.
I don't have an iPhone.
Yes, ma'am. You enter in a chance to win a vacuum.
Yeah.
Enrolling you for the meal planning app, Bites Hub, that lets you count your calories and give you recipe guides to follow.
I didn't do that, was it something that would have picked it up when I was ordering the collagen?
No, ma'am. Did you enter a survey? Did you take a survey or anything?
Not that I know of.
But yes, it's a contest entry. So you're entering into the contest. The contest ends at the end of the month.
The what?
The contest ends at the end of the month.
Oh, I'm not interested in being in a no contest. Do you work with Publishers Clearinghouse or something?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, so well, I can offer to make the app $20 a month for you to stay with the meal planning app because you are enrolled into a meal planning app, and it's
no,
a really good app.
I didn't roll in that. I'm on my own. Meal planning. I didn't enroll in anything like that. I don't need it.
Yes, ma'am.
I've got 3 charges. One for $59.89, one for $9, and one for $30.
Yes, ma'am. Can you hold one moment while I get your account canceled for you?
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. I can offer to give you a 35% refund. And I also have your account canceled.
Okay. So you're going to remove the $59.89, $9.30?
Ma'am, for the $59.89, I'm going to give you a 35% refund for that.
75%?
35% refund.
35?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is that supposed to be for?
The $59.89.
What's the $59.89 for? Oh, you're going to give me back the $59.89 is what you're saying?
No, I'm going to give you 35% refund back.
But it was not anything that I did.
I do understand, ma'am, but the charges are valid due to the current terms and conditions of the prize that was selected.
Okay. What is this prize through? Because I didn't do no surveys or anything like that.
You enter a contest to win a Dyson vacuum.
I don't need a Dyson vacuum. I've got two brand new vacuum cleaners, so I would have never entered in that.
You entered back in December the 21st, 2021.
But this charge is for February 1st, 2009.
Yes, ma'am, because you're charged every month because you enter into a contest. By entering into a contest, you were enrolled into the meal planning app.
That must be connected to publishers or something.
Yes, ma'am. So it's the meal planning app. It's which was $59.89. And I'm giving you 35% refund back for that.
75?
35.
What I don't understand is I've never got a meal plan. I've never received any of that merchandise.
It's an app.
It's an app.
Yes.
Is it an app on a phone or is it
an
app on my computer?
It's an app on the phone.
And what type of phone was I supposed to have?
You can have
any
type of
phone. I got a new phone in December.
You can have any type of phone. You can have Apple, Android.
Okay, and what's the name of the app that I was supposed to have on my phone?
It's called Bytes Hub.
It's called what?
Bytes Hub.
Byte?
Yes.
B-I-T-E-S.
H-U-B.
I don't have that app on my phone.
You have to download it, ma'am.
But I didn't download it because I don't have it on my phone, so I don't see why I would be responsible for it.
Ma'am, when you entered the contest, you was enrolled into the app.
And what email was the app, the contest information sent to me?
Faith77@yahoo.com.
Okay, that's my email. So I didn't get the app. I didn't do it. What about the other charges?
Those charges are valid, ma'am.
Huh?
Those charges are valid.
They're not valid?
They are. They are valid.
Because this was done at the 1st of February, now are you going to give me 35% off and all the charges because you got a charges of $9, $30, and $60. That's pretty close to $100 worth of charges you put on my card.
Ma'am, I can only give you a refund for the most current charge, which was February 19th, and that was $59.89, ma'am. I'm going
okay,
to give you
I've
a 35%.
Charges back on February
6th. I'm going to give you a. That's,
three
that's
charges.
Not from us. That's not from us, ma'am.
I just called the number.
That's not from us, ma'am.
Okay. So the only charge you are showing is the 59.
Yes, I'm going to give you the 35% refund for that charge.
Okay. Refund it back then. Because I didn't go in there. Why do they wait until February 21st to charge me if it was something that was done back in December? When I had
because
it's
an every month charge, ma'am.
So every month you've been charging me $59? How many charges do you show?
You only have 3 charges, ma'am.
Yeah, but 3 charges that fit almost $60 a charge is a lot of money for somebody on Social Security that didn't. Somehow that got on there, and if I had looked at my charges from before, I would have probably seen it. But I don't use that card very often, just on online orders for medicine and so forth.
I do apologize, ma'am, but I do have that refund issued back to you, and I have your account canceled. Is there anything else I can help you with?
I want you to email me what...
I have no access to email.
You don't have no access to email?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And I'm going to call my credit card company and tell them that there are fraudulent charges on there.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry for the inconvenience.
I just lost my husband. So I haven't been as thorough as I normally are checking stuff. So this is taking away food money for me, what you're doing. So what's the total amount of credit you're giving on the account? Dollar amount.
$20.96.
And you charge me about $120, and you're only giving me back $20.96.
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, ma'am. I do have your account canceled. Is there anything else I can help you with?
This is a scam. I hope you eat well tonight. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer service.